Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Beginning a new project may be very easy, but seeing it through to its completion requires faithfulness and commitment. For example, for many human beings, getting married does not take much thought or ingenuity. But making a success of marriage demands the very best we are able to give. In some ways, becoming a member of the body of Christ is like getting married. We can make up our minds to confess our faith in Christ, to turn away from sins, and to be baptized into Christ. These are very important decisions. But many people begin the Christian life and then turn back to the weak and beggarly elements of the world. That was Paul's reason for warning the Corinthians. Wherefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. The Colossian Christians had been reconciled to God. That is, they had experienced the forgiveness of sins and had become God's children. The enmity between God and man had been removed by Christ's death on the cross and their obedience to the gospel. Their reconciliation meant that they were to be holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in the sight of Almighty God. They would be saved eternally if they continued in the faith grounded and settled and not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Colossians 1:23. Before we analyze the words of this verse, there are some questions we need to consider. Do you get the impression from this verse that the Colossians might lose their salvation if they did not continue in the faith? If we are saved by grace plus nothing, minus nothing, why does Paul warn the Colossians about being moved away from the hope of the gospel? How can anyone read the Scriptures discerningly and believe the doctrine of once in grace, always in grace? If you will examine the words I have read to you from the Colossian letter, I believe you will be able to answer these questions with no difficulty. Please think prayerfully and carefully about these important matters. The word "if" in the verse I read from Colossians 1 is called condition of the first class. That means the concept Paul was presenting must be considered as fulfilled. He was not presenting a hypothetical or theoretical case. He knew the real danger of Christians neglecting what the Hebrew writer called the great salvation and being lost. The Apostle Peter warned his readers, "For if you do these things, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But he who lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall." 2 Peter 1, 8-10. Paul said, "If you continue grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel." The Greek word translated grounding literally means to lay a foundation. The Christians at Colossae had been taught the gospel, but they needed to build on the foundation which had been laid. Or to use a different figure, grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18. The word "settle" means stable, firm. If men and women are not grounded and settled in the faith, is there any danger of their falling away? If not, why did Paul even suggest such a possibility? Paul also warned of being moved away from the hope of the gospel. If they could not be moved away, the warning was superfluous. My friends, the Bible does not make unnecessary threats. My friends, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.